With a dream and a passion for singing, author Anne-Marie Kenny's decision to move to France sparked the events she writes about in her memoir, A Song for Bohemia. Growing up in Omaha, Kenny began singing with her sisters when she was 5. As an adult, Kenny moved to France to begin a professional singing career.
I've been singing and doing music almost all my life, but I knew I wanted to become a singer at about age 21. I was brave enough to say, I'm going to do this, but that's why I took off for France.
Kenny performed on the radio, in clubs, and in concert halls throughout Paris. In 1989, Kenny watched from France as the Berlin Wall fell. That same year, Czechoslovakia underwent the Velvet Revolution. Inspired by the revolution, Kenny sent a poem written in English, French, and Czech to the new president.
They gained their freedom, and it was so exciting to watch. I had to do something. So I wrote a poem, didn't think it'd ever get to him, but I sent it to the newly elected president, Václav Havel, and by gosh, I got a response back inviting me to come to Czechoslovakia and sing.
Kenny moved to Czechoslovakia soon after. Once established in the country, she became a business owner, running a staffing and training company.
And then I spent 10 years there watching people with their newfound freedom who were 40 years behind an iron curtain. 40 years couldn't travel. 40 years where the media was controlled. 40 years of oppression. And then suddenly, honestly, overnight, with those revolutions, they were free.
After 10 years, Kenny sold her business and returned to Omaha. 5 years ago, Kenny got the idea to write about her time in France and Czechoslovakia while staying in a hotel with her friend.
I was on a Alliance Française Omaha and Sister Cities event. Well, it was a trip to Normandy. I went on that and I was rooming in my hotel with a good friend of mine, Holly Richmond, who's an editor. And I said to her, Holly, I think I have a book in me. And she said, well, tell me about it. And I did, and she looked at me and she said, get started, I'll help you.
Kenny's work on her memoir brought with it a spotlight on her life. During her time in Czechoslovakia, Kenny's experience watching the people around her reinvent themselves after 40 years of totalitarian rule resonated with her struggles at the time.
I realized there was really more to the story about my personal failings, my personal human failures, and I had to also include those, and I wasn't planning on it. But as I'm writing, I thought, no, this is all too good. What was also going on with me?
A Song for Bohemia was first published in Czech in October 2024. In January, it was published in English as well.
I always say, in my book especially, love and music saved me every time.
From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Abigail Gosek.